Good afternoon. My name is Mike Pillmeyer, Chairman of the Orange County Legislature. On behalf of County Executive Edward A. Diana, myself, and my fellow Orange County legislators, welcome to the Orange County Emergency 911 Center. Thank you all for coming out this afternoon to this informational session regarding possible disaster-related assistance for the agriculture community. We've all been around this block one too many times before. We till the soil, watch our crops grow, and cross our fingers in a hope that Mother Nature will be kind to us this year. But no, just as the farmers are in the midst of a good harvest, we are dealt a severe blow by Hurricane Irene. I know each one of you are drained emotionally, physically, and financially by the hurricane and the waters that don't seem to be receding. But for most of us, farmers, this is never-ending tale of a black dirt farmer. As always, we will get through this together. Ladies and gentlemen, this meeting is just the first step in helping you out. We will make sure that each one of you receive the necessary information and help in applying for the appropriate assistance. I thank you in advance for taking time out of your very busy schedules to talk to us about these important programs. I also want to thank Orange County Commissioner of Emergency Services, Walter Corey, for hosting this meeting at the County's Emergency Management Center. Over the past few weeks, and even today, this building has been the center of activity assisting local residents and local municipalities in getting through Hurricane Irene and now Hurricane Lee. I thank Commissioner Corey, his staff, and the county volunteers who helped us get through this storm. At this time, I'm going to announce the elected officials here. We have Al Buckby, county legislator. We have Chris White representing Maurice Hensey's office. Stephanie Sweeten representing Congressman Nan Hayworth. Leonard DeBuck, councilman from the town of Warwick. Mickey Schubeck, councilman from the town of Warwick. Tom Pahookie, Orange County legislator from Goshen. Mike Sweeten, town of Wallkill supervisor. Assemblywoman Annie Rabbit, Bob Bitchler representing Senator Bonasek, and Ron Murawski from the ZBA, and way beyond it. Also, we have Susan Spear representing the Senator Gillibrand's office. Thank you. I thank Orange County Cornell Cooperative Extension and especially Marie Ulrich, Acting Ag Program Leader, for helping put this program together. Marie and I have called upon some colleagues to talk about the various disaster relief programs and other assistance programs that can help you through your loss. Mr. Diana wanted to be here today. Unfortunately, he's down at the government center. We have another situation there. So he's addressing that because that took on more water this morning. So he apologizes for not being here. At this time, I'm actually going to turn it over to Marie because she has the next part of the agenda. And thank you again for all being here.
Thank you. We also have an addition to the elected official representation. We have Andrew Jennings from Senator Carlucci's office. A few housekeeping items before we really get started. If you'd at least please put your cell phones to vibrate, that would be most appreciated. The indoor facilities are out that door, through the glass doors and on your left. And this is being videotaped for a variety of sources, but we have an official videotaper for the entire thing. We're going to put this on the internet because at least 90% of this will count for every farmer in New York State, and 100% of it will count for any other county that has the same disaster designation as Orange. And a lot of farmers couldn't come, one, for the weather today, but two, just sheer distance. And so we want to get this information out as quickly as possible. So if you don't want to be videotaped, don't come to the front here. That would be my suggestion, if you don't want to be on the internet. And I want to tell you all, I did a little bit of math with some help. And for agricultural production in Orange County alone, the loss is calculated at between $40 and $45 million. And that was 2 days ago. And that's just for production. That's not your roads, your barns, culverts, any other physical things you had problems with. That's just the agricultural production that's been lost, that's been reported at a wholesale dollar value, not even the retail dollar value that many of you get. That being said, let's move on to our first speakers. I'm going to introduce Dominic Green. He's Director of Emergency Management here in Orange County, and he's going to talk a little bit about emergency management and introduce FEMA and talk about what's available there.
Thank you, Marie. Orange County Emergency Management, we help coordinate with local municipalities and individuals emergency response. Our program starts before the flood. We're involved with planning, preparedness, and mitigation. Currently, Orange County has been declared by FEMA for individual assistance, and FEMA representatives will go into more detail. But individual assistance is the program that's in place to help homeowners, tenants, renters, small businesses recover from disasters. It will include help in finding temporary housing, repairs to primary residents, replacement of the residents if the residence has been declared destroyed by a FEMA inspector, and then also assistance in housing construction. We'll also cover other programs such as if your propane tank or your home heating oil tank was carted away by floodwaters, so replacement of that and the fuel that was in the tank, cleanup from any oil that was spilled. Now, again, most of us in this room have lived through floods before, Tropical Storm Floyd, floods in 96 after the blizzard, floods in 2004, 2005, 2006, the list goes on. Even last March, in 2010, we had a presidential declaration. So we know that, unfortunately, FEMA only helps the farmer's personal belongings. We know that it only covers your residence, your driveway, your vehicle that is not listed as an agricultural vehicle. So it's very limited currently in what support they can provide to you. But if your residence did get damaged, if you have lost clothing, if you have lost your fuel oil tank, if you have lost your driveway to your residence, FEMA is there and you can start doing the process for assistance. And then again, you know the rules and the regulations, everything else that you own that is tied directly to your crops have to go through other services for assistance. Also in Orange County, we did finally get a public assistance declaration. The public assistance declaration is to aid local governments, towns, cities, villages, the county itself, fire districts, school districts, and certain not-for-profit organizations to be made whole or to repair their facilities, up to 75% federal funding. We're not sure what the state contribution will be. Historically, the state contribution is 12.5%. There has been times when Governor Pataki was in office that the state covered the full 25%, and that's been requested from Ulster County and some of the other counties for Governor Cuomo to do 25% coverage for this disaster also. So again, if your farm is on a town road, village road, and that was damaged, please let your town highway superintendent, town supervisor, your village DPW superintendent, your village mayor, know that there's damages to the road that is in front of your property, runs through your property, so that those repairs can be made. Now, under public assistance, there is a program for mitigation to public assistance. And for that, if there was a culvert that was washed out or destroyed by Hurricane Irene, we can try to get the federal government to provide funding to replace the culvert with a larger culvert. But we need to know everything, so we need you to communicate with your local officials. So that's another program that's in place. Now that we have gotten a U.S. Small Business Administration declaration, now programs through SBA are available. FEMA will talk about they work hand-to-hand with SBA on their programs, and they're there. It's not a grant. Unfortunately, SBA is a low-interest loan. And I know some of you don't want to hear about loans, but that is some of the only assistance that is available. And the last thing that emergency management does is, as I said, hazard mitigation. Hazard mitigation is funded annually by Congress through the Federal Emergency Management Agency. There are various programs involved in improving infrastructure. In Orange County, we conduct a hazard analysis, Commissioner Corey, Deputy Commissioner Leary, and the staff. Flooding is our number one hazard in Orange County. So we look at what we can do to improve Orange County's response. Last year, we had Chairman Pillmeyer, Legislator Pahookie. We tore the entire Walk Hill River. We went from the state line to the county line. We went from County Route 26 all the way up 208 to the Hamlet of Walk Hill. We have projects for the Walk Hill River. We're waiting for, hopefully, funding to do some of those projects. It is a competitive grant program. So we put in our applications every year, but we're applying against the rest of the country. So it is a process. We have identified quite a few locations in the Walk Hill River Valley and the Moona Basin for improvements. And we continue to work with you and with all of our local partners. To go into specifics about FEMA's response to Hurricane Irene, I would like to introduce Russell Whitmer. Russell is the regional coordinator for FEMA for the mid and lower Hudson Valley. And Russell will be explaining what programs and introducing some of his staff that's here with us today.
Does this one work?
Yeah, good.
I'm Mark Ferrari's counterpart, who's the state region 2 in New York emergency coordinator. And I'm from California, so don't hold that against me. Been here now, started in Puerto Rico on Irene and got up here about 8 days ago. My position in operations is to coordinate the response efforts that FEMA is assisting the state with. The state requests us, and the counties go to the state for assistance when they are tapped out. We're getting set up. We've got DRCs starting to pop up, and that's a disaster recovery center where people can sign up. I want to introduce my staff that can answer offline, I think, a lot more of your specific questions, because the programs and the ESFs that we bring in, I am not an expert on all the programs, and these people are. And so when we get offline, if you've got more questions, you can pick them, and they're here to help you. Where's Jessica for IA? Why don't you stand up, Jessica? And we've got a specialist in IMPA in all four branches now, because we've just acted a surge fund over in Broome and some of the other counties where they're catching a lot of this rain that's coming up from the tropical storm that hit the Gulf here about 6 days ago. And then in public assistance that Dominic mentioned, we've got John Sandowski. John, if you want to stand up. And he can explain a little bit better detail than I can on the public assistance program. Also, Joe, are you here from NRCS?
here.
There you are. Did Bob?
Bob is up on stage.
Oh, good. Hi, Bob. I'll meet you afterwards. It's a pretty big beat. Our piece is from Albany to here. You know, Long Island's an extra branch, so it's a great opportunity for me to meet Bob and talk a bit too afterwards. Are there any questions at all from us? Hey, we're in deep with the JFO is set up, we're going to respond to what the state requests us to respond to is under our own authority. Appreciate the invite to be here today.
If there's questions, come on up to the microphone so that they can be heard on the videotape so that we can. Come on, I saw people that looked like they were going to ask a question.
We'll get to that. I guess I can't hear it, so we're gonna.
I said we would maybe like to wonder why the state has not requested agricultural relief besides the small interest loan. It's not really going to help us.
Well, we have notified the State Emergency Management Office to get New York State Ag and Markets and the rest of our partners that do the preliminary damage assessment for agricultural disaster. And I believe there will be additional speakers who can explain where in the process we are currently.
Yeah, that's the key from a FEMA standpoint is that the counties go through their DLAND system, they make their request to the state takes a look at it, and when they need services from FEMA, then mission assignments are tapped to our normal programs because they were declared, or we can reach out to 15 different federal emergency support functions to try to find that under their own authority. So we just wait till that gets to us and then try to respond.
Hi, is there a number? I didn't have a chance to look through all the handouts. Is there a number or an outline someplace that tells people who they should call first and who they should call for different things? Is there?
Mark, you've got that on your handout that's up there on the.
Yes, but just for ease right now, you can register for FEMA assistance either by going to FEMA.gov and FEMA.gov or 1-800-621-FEMA, that's 1-800-621-3362, and then they will have an operator that will take information from you, or you can do an application online. The application process is anywhere between 5 to 15 minutes, and then they'll contact you back with information regarding if you require a home inspection or other types of assistance through FEMA.
And I assume people should document their losses in photographs or?
Yes, document everything. And also one of the things that Russell or Mark will mention also, they do want you to contact your insurance company in case you did have national flood insurance, or at least contact your insurance company to get documentation that you did not have flood insurance so that FEMA knows that what type of assistance they can offer you or best provide you.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention Mark in Community Relations. He's got a crew out here in Orange and Sullivan, if I believe right, that are basically going to every fire station with this same information, getting the word out type of thing. So they're pretty busy and making, and they've also been my eyes and ears reporting back through operations when they see something out and have been an excellent help. We call them basically field observers, but they've been a great asset.
I registered for FEMA, and FEMA told me that unless it's my primary home, all I'm going to get is a low interest loan. That's what they told me. I already did the registration process. They said we'll put you in touch with the Business Administration, and they can offer you low interest loans, and that was it.
What do you remember where you went?
FEMA.com, and I called.
Oh, you went to the
call, and I registered with the person because I wanted to explain my situation, being that I was a farm and agricultural, but my house was not affected, but my housing for my employees was affected, as well as my actual farm, which is still, by the way, underwater today, and now I have sandbags trying to keep it out of my buildings.
Yeah, in fact, we talked about that yesterday. Yeah.
Again, unfortunately, housing for workers is not covered by FEMA. Only your primary residence is covered by FEMA. The belongings inside the residence or the workers' residence, their personal property is covered by FEMA, but the structure is not.
So where are you helping the farmers?
So just to clarify, there were questions as to whether FEMA might change its rules so that farms would be covered in some possible way, possibly having the crops designated as
inventory,
thank you. What's going on with that? Is that off the table completely, or is that still being considered? I think that's what we all want to know.
I made a call back when I met with Dominic yesterday, and our operations people are asking that question to both mitigation and our mitigation branch, and I haven't got word back. And the reason that we haven't got word back yet through ops is because of this increased activity that we've had over in Broome. We've just surged 8 more counties because of the, as I mentioned, the water that came up. But it's on our list. I'm not the expert, and they're going to track, and as soon as I get word back from Albany through Mark, and he's strapped, so he's allowed me to come here to deal right with the counties, that we're going to let Dominic know what that strategy is. You got to realize that we got to follow the rules and CFRs that we're under. It doesn't mean that question isn't being asked and see how it could fit. FEMA can't change any CFR or law. They can't, but they can look back into their bags of tricks to see if it fits some kind of a program, and that question has been asked.
Along the Walco River in New Falls, which is today again about 6 to 8 to 10 feet deep again after last night's rain, there's all kinds of horses and cows and goats and all this stuff floating them down the river. What's FEMA going to do about that, and what's the state of New York and the federal government going to do to help these people? If this rain keeps up, people are going to go broke. Ferrante has 200 or 300 acres of corn that's ruined, sweet corn. There's several people in New Falls today have 100 acres of corn that's ruined. Who's going to help them? Is there anything that can be done? Or is it just going to be blah, 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 and it's over with?
You know, I think we're going to be here for a while in the state of New York. I can guarantee that. I'm going to defer to our USDA guy in the APHIS program on the horses and cows, because USDA does have that ability. But as far as I know, if the county's going to have to run it through the trap line, through the D-land, through the state, and then because it's not a FEMA program, we can reach out to ES-11 to task APHIS if needed, and the other scenario would be under their own authority. So remember when I said we've got our basic programs, but then we have a tap out to other federal agencies that have that asset under what we call the emergency support function. So when that request comes up for animal carcasses or whatever, did this up in North Dakota on their floods the last 3 years, and we start the mission assignment process to USDA. Remember, it's got to come from the county to the state. FEMA is here to support the state. I always call it emergency response with the Constitution in your back pocket. That's how it works.
We're going to move on to the other federal folks, because I think some questions will keep getting answered as we move on, because basically this is set up that it's sort of going to flow from federal to state to county kind of in that direction. So next we're going to hear from Farm Services Agency, both Ford Barber, who's the local Orange County CED, which is the County Executive Director, and Neil Needleman, who's the District Director for Eastern New York. And they're going to talk about the programs available and how program eligibility changes with disaster designation. What I need to preface this with in this room is a lot of what you're hearing is for Orange County and similarly designated counties in terms of the disaster designation. Different counties will have different programs available. So 100% of this is for Orange County, and who else would match this exactly? Ulster and Sullivan, I believe, would match this exactly, but other counties might be a little different in terms of the information.
Okay, thank you very much. Please let me know if you can't hear me. The few programs that I want to point out right off the bat are our emergency disaster relief programs. The first one is called NAP. It's the Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program. It does require that you buy insurance on your crops before the start of the crop year. Anyone that has purchased their NAP coverage and has purchased it for their crops, they are covered. The funding for that is already set aside by the federal government, so you don't have to worry about those claims not being followed through with that commitment. A quick reminder, and I just want to really stress this because this isn't the first disaster that Orange County has had, but obviously it's the first hurricane this late in the growing season, and it affects everybody to an incredible degree. If you have not yet purchased your NAP insurance, you do need to purchase it a year in advance. So I know that's not addressing the issues right now, but if this happens again next year, I want to make sure that everyone's aware. NAP insurance you purchase a year in advance. September 30th is the deadline to purchase grasses and small grains coverage. And then there are other dates throughout the year for fruit trees, for vegetables, and the like. So if you want more information about NAP, we've got some information sheets in the back. You can come into our office in Middletown, but also we have all the information posted on the USDA FSA website. ELAP is some assistance that we offer for livestock feeds. If you lost any animals in the disaster, if you lost feed, if you lost your ag bags or the roof of one of your silo bins came off, we do have assistance for those programs. One of the key distinctions for that, and I'm letting you know this right off the bat, if it is feed that you grew yourself, you do need to have insurance coverage on that already, whether it's the RMA insurance or the NAP insurance. But that is available if you lost any of your crops. If you buy in all of your feed, which not the most common practice here, but if you do buy in all your feed, then that's a slightly different situation, so I can address that with you after the meeting also if you like. For livestock, again, if you had livestock losses, please report them to us as quickly as possible. I believe the deadline is 60 days from the disaster event, which led to the death of your animals. So if you notice you're missing some head of cow in your pasture, you can come down later, please, to let us know about those losses. Another program that we are really kind of vigorously pushing for funding from the government on is ECP. This is an emergency conservation program. This is funding that we have to get appropriated to us from Congress, so it takes an act of Congress in order to secure that funds. We have, as Orange County has in the past, received ECP funding. These are funds that can be gone, or that can be used for leveling fields, for cleaning out ditches, for doing certain conservation practices. New York State has already requested statewide quite a bit of ECP funding, and Orange County is currently in the process of collecting as much information specifically as to how much damage there are